Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in the 9 to 10 o'clock hour, we're going to, until Christmas, then I'm going to decide what to do in the new year. We're going to have a phone in hour, 800-905-0989 from 9 to 10. We'll have a phone in hour and, any topic of the week is back on the table. We did this yesterday. And I had a listener call and insist to me that Tyler Robinson did not kill Charlie Kirk. There's a significant portion of this audience. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot out there who think that. And I said, okay, who did? Who killed Charlie Kirk? He was convinced. I don't know. You don't know. Okay, but you know he did it. How do you know that? Well, that shot doesn't make sense. Actually, it does make sense. Anybody who's shot a 30-06 knows that shot makes perfect sense. This drives my husband crazy because he's the gun nut in my life and he's an absolute gun expert. I mean, I can mention any kind of gun I've never heard of and he'll tell you all the characteristics of it, idea it on site and tell you how it works. He's like, no, that's exactly how a bullet from a 30-06 works. It does not blow your head off. Even producer Tim, who's just taken one out to shoot glass bottles, is like, yeah, that's how a 30-06 works. Yeah, you can learn that shot very quickly. It's not hard to do. This guy's total evidence when he called yesterday was the bullet shouldn't have done that. That's too hard of a shot to make. He didn't do it. That's your proof? That's your proof. Okay. Thank God that so far this judge is going to allow the cameras in the courtrooms. We already had the benefits of that yesterday, the Tyler Robinson trial, and we got buku payoff because you could see him like smiling and kind of chuckling with his attorneys. He's very lighthearted about this whole thing. He does not care. He does not have remorse. You could see it in his body language yesterday. That was helpful. I hope he displays that again for the jury so we can kill him. We need those cameras in that courtroom because of lunatic Candace Owens. Because if they take those out, this is going to spin out of control, okay? She is now, I don't know if you follow what this woman is doing. She is now online accusing TPUSA of being at least complicit in Charlie's murder. Do you know who the CEO of TPUSA is right now? Erica Kirk, who had to go on Fox News this week and talk this stuff down. Candace Owens, by the way, was challenged to a debate on these topics this week, didn't show up. She likes to tweet stuff, but she doesn't show up. This is ridiculous. Tyler Robinson killed Charlie Kirk. They're going to prove it, and they're going to kill him. Here are the list of people who believe this. Number one, Tyler Robinson himself. Number two, Tyler Robinson's father, who confronted him and turned him over. Number three, local Utah law enforcement. Number four, Erica Kirk. Number five, Charlie's closest friends who worked with him at TPUSA. This is ridiculous. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. Now, here's the thing, folks. In the last couple, do you notice I didn't mention the FBI in there? Well, the FBI believes it. Yeah, I don't believe anything the FBI says. And you know that. My coverage is cutting edge on this stuff. I'm asking questions that are edgy, that are risky. And I'm like, nah, this guy did it. You want to ask some edgy, risky questions that Candace Owens should be dedicating her time? Okay, I'll give you a list of those. Because there's a lot of them with this assassination. Number one, another furry did it? Are you kidding me? How many times does a furry have to assassinate a preferred target of the left for us to start asking questions about what's going on here? Number two, did he have a handler? Number three.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Because none of this has been answered by the FBI or anybody else. Number three, there was a transgender rapper who recorded a song in Utah, who recorded a song a month before Charlie Kirk dead at 31, which turned out to be the exact breaking news article headline John Solomon would use when he died. But it was published a month earlier. When that happened, he changed the title of it. How did he know? What about the chatter in the transgender chat rooms in Utah? How'd they know? Because they knew. See, this, you want conspiracy theory? There's something here. And the FBI is not telling us what it is. So focus on that. My personal favorite here, there is a pedophile angle to this thing. The boyfriend, Tyler Robinson, they were all involved in this furry porn. By the way, the same kind that the pipe bomber was into. What are the odds? They're recruiting them, folks. That's what it looks like. I can't prove it, but it's what it looks like. Who's recruiting them? I don't know. Somebody is. Something stinks here. Maybe they're recruiting themselves. I don't know. There's a nexus somewhere. That the inside of these chat rooms, these furry chat rooms, let me tell you what this is about, okay? There's a pedophile angle to this because porn, kiddie porn is illegal. But if you draw it as a cartoon, it's not. It's art, according to the courts. Not me, but the courts. So you have Tyler Robinson obsessed with this stuff. You have the pipe bomber obsessed with this stuff. You have the Annunciation Catholic school shooter obsessed with this stuff. What is going on? Tennessee shooter, Audrey, whack job. She was obsessed with it. What is going on? Now, but here's my favorite part. You want to go full conspiracy? Wait, hold on, step. I'm not done. You want to go full conspiracy? Do it with me. Let's do it again. Let's use facts to do this. The weirdest part of this whole Tyler Robinson assassination thing. He did it. He pulled that trigger. We're going to prove it. It's the pedophile who showed up. The 70-year-old, do you know he's a pedophile? 70-year-old whack job who screamed at the cops, I did it, giving Tyler Robinson a chance to get away. Nobody has presence of mind to do that if you just happen to be walking around, which he just happened to be walking around. So they go get this guy, they bring him in for questioning. They first charge him for, you know, basically disturbing a law enforcement operation. And they say go into his phone, loaded with kiddie porn. Real kitty porn. See the Nexus there? How'd he know? Let's get the video on him. Let's watch him come. Let's watch him go. Let's get all his social media. I'd love to see that. That's a trial I'm going to be watching. Because he, folks, he knew. He knew to be there. He knew to pop his head up right away. I mean, you watch somebody get shot and you're innocent. Nobody has the presence of mind to go, oh, me, I did it. I'll frame myself. There's a group of them who knew this was coming, have a transgender nexus orientation, and they were working together, or they at least knew it. And we don't know anything about that. You want another conspiracy theory to burn yourself out on? Here's one. Where's the boyfriend? Where's he? Or is it handler? It was almost as if in the text that Tyler Robinson sent, he was like reporting into him. To try to get him off the hook for knowing about the murder. There is a conspiracy here, at least at a minimum of people who knew about this before and violated the law by not reporting it. And we're not getting anything on this. It has a very Butler shooter feel to it, which, by the way, the FBI lied to us about under Christopher Wray and Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. Now, in their defense, I don't know if Dan Bongino and Cash Patel knew they were lying or they just don't really control the agency or the information. I don't know. But this stinks, folks. You got to ask a question at this point. Who's next week's furry shooter going to be who takes out a target the Democrats would like to see dead? I don't know, but that person's already out there in a chat room. Guarantee it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.